Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I say it all the time. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. Right? I mean, seriously. There's so much going on. Did you catch Joey B's... Was that a speech? An interview, or was that a gotcha moment? What was that? I gotta ask. You should too. I mean, think about it. He just droned on and on. Then he made it look like, you know, are we going? And that's why I have retired General Major General Paul Valley joining me tonight. The fact that he went on and on, Joey B did. How we're going to protect Taiwan. And China's mad about it. The White House walks it back. This is kind of ridiculous. I mean, who's running the country? Is it Joey B or somebody behind the curtain? I don't know. I've got to ask. You should, too. These are questions we should all be asking. These are questions you should all be looking for answers to. Don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, I say it all the time. If you head up to Mike, yeah, I know, I got to get all this, what do they call this, house cleaning on the front end. Right, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I want you to be. That's what you need to be. Well, that would help, wouldn't it? Here you go. Seriously, 855-REAL-JOE, like I said, 855-732. 5563. Listen, you don't realize, and the general will talk about this when he comes on. I'm not so sure people realize how important it is, what a big deal it is for Joe Biden to say what he said, frankly, without really having the, I guess I gotta keep it clean, don't I? Having the wherewithal. Right? Having the wherewithal. To back it up. Do you really believe, does anybody really believe, frankly and honestly, that Joey is going to protect Taiwan in any way, shape, manner, or form? I don't think he has, that's how we make them crazy people. I don't think he has what it takes. Do you? I don't think he has, and the people around him, you know, won't let it happen. And that's why when General Valley comes on, he's talked about this over and over and over again, about how you do need those generals that are around him. You do need the people that are around the president to do their job, have a spine, and make it happen. Prove that we can make it happen, that we can stay strong. Now, one of the things I agree with that I heard today that I thought was a good idea is that when President Trump was doing this, the argument, the fight, he didn't do this in the press. Everything he did was kind of behind the scenes, if you would. Right? Oh, you know that. You know that's true. Everything he did was behind the scenes. They knew he was serious about what he was doing. They knew he was, the Chinese knew that he was serious. He wasn't playing any games with these people. What's going to happen? And I'm glad to hear it. For me, it's that simple. Glad to hear it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Now, many critics yesterday, they went after CBS. Let's not go after Joe. Let's not go after the White House. No. Why did you make him look like a fool? Well, I didn't have to go far with it. Yeah, they went after Scott Pelley over Biden's 60 Minute chat. They said that he was a bad journalist. It was a bad interview. Oh, I don't think so at all. They didn't like the fact that he called him out on several issues. Now, many of us on the right say that he treated President Biden with kid gloves. I mean, is this the first or the second interview of this kind? I mean, this is the first interview he's done, thank you. And first interview he's done with American journalists in 7 months. Right? In 7 months. Now, he did admit one thing. Although, I don't know if he admitted it, really. When asked if he could run in 2024, he said, well, that still remains to be seen. Well, by who? I think he's already said he was going to run a couple times, but he probably, well, maybe he doesn't remember. You want to come some slack or not? I'm sorry. No, it does. Don't you think it gets a little old after a while? Anyway, Biden did make news multiple times, though, during his TV interview with an American journalist. In 7 months, the first one in 7 months, he admitted that he may or may not run. He announced that the United States would defend Taiwan against an attack from China, even declaring that the COVID pandemic is done. Adios, senoritas, see you later, senorita. Finished. The conversation left many viewers disappointed, with some, a lot were mad at Pelley. Right? They want them to push back on the president. Honored wanted him to bring up the crisis along the southern border. He stayed away from both. Just amazing. Oh, they probably told him to. Come on, give me a break. Come and see your host, General Valley, joins me right after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
on. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I always say this to you. I actually have some fun with it, too. I mean, you really have to get informed. You really have to have a clue. There's too many of you out there running around thinking you know what you're talking about, and you don't. You know, you hear these little tidbits of information, and you think you get it all figured out, and you read it in some, I used to say some magazine, right? I mean, some publication. I don't even think they have magazines anymore. You're reading it in some publication, you think it to be true, test it. Test it against several sources. Make sure that you're just looking at one hardcore right-wing source that you think is, you know, right on top of it and can give you no problems. It's not true. You're going to end up getting burned, I'm telling you. It's happened to me before, too. That's why I bring on the experts. I bring on the people that have a clue. So I'm not making it up as I go. Because that is my best English right there. That doesn't make anybody look good. So I've asked retired Major General Paul Valley to join me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time with me here on the show. And, General, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for the invitation again.
Well, here's what I love. We're back at it again. The president was it an interview? I don't know what it was. I mean, it felt like somebody was at an old folks home asking people questions. But he said that he would defend Taiwan. He would actually send military men and women in to protect them as well. And the Chinese were not very happy about that. Give me your take on all this.
Well, listen, the Chinese Liberation Army, the PLA, People's Liberation Army, I mean, they're already there. With plans to take Taiwan. You know, we've all been waiting to hear the news. When are they going to do it? When's the first bullet going to be fired? But believe me, China is prepared at any time. Now, we just don't know when they'll do it. And they know Biden's mentally deficient, weak leader, that he probably won't do anything. Plus, the ties of Hunter Biden and Biden and their family to China, that Biden probably wouldn't do anything anyhow.
Yeah, but what are we going to do? I mean, seriously, should we seriously let China just, for all intents and purposes, walk into Taiwan? Because they're not going to be able to protect themselves, are they?
No, well, they have a very good armed forces, by the way. They have one of the best in the world, Taiwan does. Army, Air Force, Marines, Navy, and so on. Japan has an outstanding armed force. South Korea, all in those oceans right there. When you look at Japan, Korea, and China, they're right there. Just put a circle around it. And then, of course, you've got Thailand, which they don't like the Chinese at all. They have a great armed force. The Philippines. So you've got the force out there that can probably make a good run at defeating the Chinese. But I don't think they're going to do it unless the United States commits some way and provides some kind of leadership for some kind of an alliance.
And with the people at the top right now, that isn't going to happen, is it?
No, it's not going to happen.
God.
Hey, by the way, did you hear the latest from the Queen's burial today, the service?
I heard something went down. Why don't you fill us in?
Well, anyhow, all the leaders were told, don't come in private jets. I guess they come in government jets. And when you get here, we're going to bus you to the religious ceremony, burial, at Westminster. Well, Biden decides he's not going to ride a bus. He has the beast he rides over in, like he's something very special. And so he walks in, and as he gets inside Westminster in the cathedral there, they stop he and Jill. They parade about 100 people in front of them that are going up the aisle to the altar, and they put Joe in the 14th row. He's behind a whole bunch of people. They had the Premier of Japan and others, African nations, they were seated up front.
Oh. Wow.
The British citizens, Joe and Jill. Oh, my God.
That's the elitist attitude. I'm not going to be told what to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm smarter than you are. Yeah. I'll make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. But the British pulled one on them. I thought it was quite interesting.
Oh, I thought. You got to love the British.
That, you know? Yeah. Yeah. I do. It was quite a ceremony they had today. In tribute to the Queen.
Now, in your long career, had you ever met her or been to the palace?
No, I haven't. I wish I'd had the opportunity. Been to England, but never had the opportunity to do that. Okay. I served with the Brits in Germany. I served with many of the Commonwealth countries in Vietnam who were there, the Australians, the New Zealanders, and But she was truly adored throughout the Commonwealth. There's no doubt about that. The turnout today was phenomenal. I've never seen anything like it.
You think? Well, all right. I'm going a little off topic here, but you think that the whole monarchy thing is going to change now with the globalist you have in there? I think that she was the one holding it all together, giving it credibility. But now you got Charles there. I'm not so sure this monarch thing is going to be held with the same amount of respect as it has in the past. What do you think?
Well, you know, they have a very strong infrastructure there. And that infrastructure may guide Charles to get off this global elitist hanging out with these globalists and climate change. So they may, in fact, keep him in check. So we'll just have to see what happens. But if they let him go errantly off and they're joining these globalists and this and climate change and all this other stuff, then it'll definitely be – it'll destroy the monarchy as we know it, no doubt about it.
Yeah, the more I read about it, again, the more they have a little – they don't have the power. People really don't understand how the monarchy works and how, you know, she was the queen of what, 14 different countries, I think it was?
Well, the Commonwealth was over 30. But I don't know the exact number yet. I can probably...
I was just curious. If, you know, I'm not the smart guy in the room, but...
Well, it's a lot of countries. It's a lot of countries. I'll Google it after we get it. I'll get a number for you.
And there was a rumor that Canada was thinking about kind of breaking away now that she's gone and, you know, doing their own thing, if you would. But she didn't, I mean, they don't have a whole bunch of power over these other countries. It's more of a traditional thing more than anything else. Talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. The general joins me when we come back.
Experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner, or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of London is thanking those who traveled to his city to mourn the death of Queen Elizabeth. Sadiq Khan did so on Twitter. He also paid tribute to police and emergency services who were involved in all that happened recently. Reports say a 7.5 earthquake has struck off the coast of southern Mexico. The quake hitting near Michoacán, a tsunami warning is in effect as 10-foot waves batter the region. An American held captive by the Taliban in Afghanistan is on his way back home. President Biden telling the family of Mark Fredericks he was released as part of a prisoner swap with the Taliban. DirecTV is apologizing to NFL Sunday Ticket customers who weren't happy with their experience on Sunday as they experienced outages using the app. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way we make this thing work. I've been telling you that forever. I want to get back to my my friend here, retired Major General Paul Valley. Joins me as he does from time to time on the show. We get an insight as to what's going on over there, overseas, in the Middle East, in Europe, and other places. In general, thanks for being with me.
Okay, Joe. Thank you.
All right. So let's first get to Russia and Ukraine, because, you know, I'm hearing all kinds of stuff out of there where they are struggling. The Russians are real having some real issues. The Ukraine are giving them a run for their money. You tell me what you know is going on.
Well, it appears the last 2 weeks the Ukrainians have been on the offensive, moving back into eastern Ukraine and the Kharkiv area, I think they call it, the Donetsk. My source, a very good intelligence source I have over there, and I got a call from him today, that basically the Russians have pulled back because they don't want to fight in the cities. It's too dangerous. So as they pulled back a little bit, the Ukrainians have moved forward. But I understand that Putin hasn't been aggressive enough, according to some of his advisors. So he's going to change course here. And there is a mounting offensive being put together on the Russian side of the border. Hundreds of thousands of troops plus aircraft that they're planning on a major offensive probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks. That's what he thinks.
Wow. But they are taking some pretty bad losses there, are they not?
That's what I understand, yes. I'm sure they are, yeah, with some of the HIMARS, some of the missile systems we sent in. But, you know, we still don't know where billions of dollars are going over there. They're going in people's pockets. It's certainly not going to a lot to support Ukraine. I mean, this is burglary, as far as I'm concerned, of the American taxpayers.
It's a truth. You know where some of it is? It's coming back into the Biden the Biden defense fund.
The criminal crime family, like the Clintons, they know how to move money around to get back into their pocket. That's for sure.
Oh, I understand about it.
The Clinton fund is more people's donating into it. But, yeah. Have you heard of the Arabella investors?
No, go for it. No, I got to hear this.
I might Google it, but I understand they have been the force behind this liberal movement in the country, funded by George Soros and others. They had $2.6 billion in 2020 to spend, and they're going to start spending it on a lot of these getting ready for the elections in November. Anyhow, that's another report I got. Arabella, A-R-A-B-E-L-L-A.
So I also heard today that Turkey was kind of going to join forces with Russia and you know that light because they want to be quote unquote on the winning side. What's going on with that?
Yeah, they're siding more up with the Russians and the Iranians.
Wow,
Turks did what they want to do. That's why they've never been considered a very strong NATO partner. You know, and they bought all those missile systems from Russia. So. They're cozying up to Russia and Iran. There's no doubt about that because they see the weakening of the United States and the weakening of the NATO alliance because of the Ukraine.
Yeah, all this stuff kind of ties together, and people don't realize the connections and what happens when the United States steps away, when the United States takes a lesser role in some of these things. And if you think about Turkey journeying along with the Russians, the Iranians, and even an alliance between the Russians and the Chinese to a degree, is there not?
Well, they're tied in. The Chinese, of course, are all over that part of the world, spending a lot of money. They're buying up more acreage in the United States, by the way, too. The American people should know that. They're buying up acres and acres of land. But here's the interesting thing about what's going on in Europe. Inflation is going through the roof. Natural gas has been cut off by Russia. Russia's really controlling what goes into Europe, particularly France and Germany and Italy. And there's even some rumors that I've heard from my source over there that there's a number of generals and admirals in France as an alliance. And if Macron doesn't change his ways, that there'll be a military coup in France. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, okay, change his ways in what light? And is it their generals, the French generals, that will be throwing him out, so to speak?
Yeah, be a military coup, yeah. And, of course, we've seen the upheavals in government in France over the century. But they have a Macron, like Trudeau, they're members of the global elitist, the Klaus Schwab followers, the same ones that go to Davos, the George Soros, the Bill Gates. And they're very upset now that Russia and China have become so close when they thought they would really take over the world here and rule it with this great reset that they've planned for years. And no borders, but they'd like to see no borders between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, for example. That would all be a North America, one solid line around that with no borders. And that's what they're trying to pursue. And, of course, you got Trudeau, who's a communist. They're totally fed up with him up there. But they feel they can't do anything. They don't have the power. And so things are not well in Canada. And, of course, our Defense Department's doing nothing about the cartels south of our border, which is our major threat now to America, which are the cartels. They made $13.5 billion last year just on drugs and everything else going into the state. And they totally, and my source in Mexico is a former DEA agent, and he was almost killed by the Zeta cartel, but he said the Mexican government is totally controlled by the cartels. They run everything. And our Defense Department, we have a national security situation. Up to perhaps 4 million illegals have come across our border. Fentanyl has killed over 100,000 of our youth. And our Defense Department's doing nothing. General Boykin and I, former Special Ops General, and myself, we can take the cartels down in 7 days.
Too much money. There's way too much money changing hands and going through all this, too.
That's right. Exactly right. It's all about money and power. And who's suffering? The middle class in America, the poor in America. Our border towns are suffering. And, you know, I applaud the Governor DeSantis for sending those 45 migrants up to Martha's Vineyard.
Now, General, I have to disagree with you. You know, look at what we're doing to those poor people at Martha's Vineyard, who's, you know, there's not enough food for them to house their own people, according to their homeless czar. Who knew that Martha's Vineyard had and or needed a homeless czar? You know, God, I love.
Well,
that.
They were in there one day, and you know, it's the 80% Democrat progressive town up there, Martha's Vineyard, like Cape Cod. You know, they're completely obsessed progressives and liberals, and they found that there were 65 jobs available in Martha's Vineyard. They had plenty of housing, and then they had 10 bedrooms over to Obama's palace there in Martha's Vineyard. What do? They call the National Guard in, took them the next day over to Cape Cod, over to a National Guard base. There used to be an active one. I think it's called Otis Air Force Base.
Yep.
And that's where they moved them to after 24 hours.
But one resident wrote a letter and said they were so enriched with the lives of the immigrants that were in their town. I'm thinking, if you were so enriched by them, if it was such a beautiful culture, why did you get rid of them? They brought buses in faster than DeSantis did.
Yeah, in 24 hours, they were gone. Yeah, we love diversity. We love unity, you know. Bring them to Martha's Vineyard. We're very loving.
It's just so amazing. It's the hypocrisy of themselves. I mean, if you had put Trump's face or any Republican's face on any one of those people speaking, they would have been all over it as being, you know, racist, bigoted people. But because they were Democrats, everything was cool and everything was fine, you know?
Oh, boy. They're such phonies. All of them are such phonies. The Upper East Side of New York, you know, where I worked for many years when I was with Fox News. I mean, there's so many phonies. They're just such big hypocrites. Unbelievable.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the Russians controlling natural gas and some petroleum in the areas of Europe, and is that really causing the trouble that everybody says it is? We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with the General when we return.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Double T, your host. Always a pleasure to have you come be with us. 855-855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be a part of the conversation. I want to bring the general back on again. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his insight and what he's got going on. General, before we get rolling here, tell people about your organization, how they can help.
Yeah, well, we've been around since 2005. It's called the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. We saw the need back then that we needed a foundation that would look at the crises in the world, the threats to America, looking at institutions that would support our Constitution and, you know, our Bill of Rights, protecting America. And, of course, we've seen that since 2005 go down sideways and then down under the likes of Obama and now Joe Biden. But this is the worst crisis I've seen in my lifetime, and this may be the worst crisis we've ever seen in the history of America, what's happening. But anyhow, we have a new book out, America's Endgame for the 21st Century. It's on Amazon, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, or you can go to our website, which is standupamericaus.org, and get information. Also, our other book is called The Reality Prison.
Yeah, and, you know, again, people, you have to support groups, organizations, and people like the general who are supporting our causes. We're working hard to make sure that things are done the right way, things are done according to the Constitution. General, I want to go back to Russia and their hold, truly their hold on Europe in a big way. And President Trump called us out a long time ago. They giggled at him, they laughed at him, you know, and look at what's happening today. Trump said, I mean, by the Russians, by buying the, you know, oil and gas from the Russians, you were going to have an issue at some point in time. And that's what's happening right now, that they're controlling a good flow of the energy that goes into Europe, aren't they?
Well, first of all, putting the sanctions on Russia is what set this whole thing off. And so what Russia's done, they're severely restricting and cutting off gas supplies to European governments. And they'll take more drastic action because winter's coming on. And Germany now recently announced it would keep two of the nuclear plants. It was shutting down. They're going to use them as backups now because they can't depend on anything else. But it's serious. They're in constant turmoil up there. The price of everything in Europe, though, you see what we have inflation in our country, it's 2 to 3 times
wow.
as bad as it is right now. And winter's coming on. And so this whole thing with Ukraine, we talked a little bit about Putin, but, you know, he'll shut off all the natural gas if he has to. And we have to watch very carefully, because this is going to affect the financials, the global financial markets as well.
But you just said something. You went over pretty fast. I mean, seriously, he could, for all intents and purposes, shut off the natural gas flow to Europe. It would hurt this tremendously, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. On August 31st, they shut down the Nord Stream 1 gas pipeline to Germany. And, of course, you see, all the electricity is based on natural gas heating,
yep.
Furnaces. Okay? And so when you shut the natural gas off, then you affect the electricity. They're already having a tremendous electrical shortage, just like you see in California now under that wonderful governor. Just you can see how brilliant they are. But it's getting so bad. I even heard, you know, there may be a coup in France that occurred. Wow. Take out the drone. Is he globalist? Yeah. I think we mentioned that earlier. But, yeah, it's a serious situation.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's people don't realize how much control that we've given up to some, especially here in this country when it comes to the Chinese. The majority of our pharmaceuticals were made where? In China. I mean, and that, when I started to find that out, that in and of itself scared me, because do you really know what you're getting? Do you really know what's coming through, right?
That's exactly right. And they're coming through not only through our southern border, but also we have a problem in Canada coming through Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah. Plus, it just doesn't stop, right?
I mean, how do you stay positive, Joe, with all this stuff going on? How does America even keep their head above water, even, you know, with all the inflation and the shortages we see and we're going to be seeing? Yeah, well, this is a crazy situation.
Well, you know, I live in North Venezuela now, right, where we have intermittent internet outages. We have blackouts. I mean, they call them brownouts. I don't know why they call them brownouts. We lose total power for hours at a time. Now the illustrious governor is talking about making sure that the Diablo nuclear power plant doesn't shut down as they had it slated to do. And the eco-freaks are going crazy. It's like, well, really, so we should live in the dark because you're worried about a nuclear power plant going sideways. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, don't forget to buy your electric car in California.
Oh, absolutely. And you won't be able to plug in and get any juice in. No, we could have nuclear plants all over. They're very clean. They're efficient. We understand the technology. We're better at controlling nuclear energy than in the history since nuclear energy was developed the first time. And so it's very clean. But you're going to depend on windmills and solar panels. Guess who's making most of the solar panels for us? China.
Well, listen, I heard from a Southern California Edison supply person that our transformers come from China.
China.
And when they have them blow up or go bad or go it's hilarious. You go, well, why does it take so long, or why are we having so many issues? Well, when they go bad, we've got, you know, we don't have like 50 of them sitting around. And so it takes a while to replenish when you have half a dozen go bad all at one time. But again, they're coming from China. Why aren't we making them in this country? What's keeping us from making these things here? You know,
well, EPA is the bottom line. Affordable and abundant energy are essential for a prosperous and a secure economy and country. The Biden administration must, and we've got to have senators and congressmen, corporate leaders, they got to get this White House to abandon this war on clean American energy, reducing regulation, fast-track permitting, allow Americans to freely invest in energy of all kinds, and return to energy dominance. We have to do that now. I see all these senators on television talking, but I don't see them fighting it. I don't see them going over to the White House and knocking Joe's door down there in the Oval Office and saying, Joe, this has got to stop. We've got to turn the spigots back on again.
Yeah, it is quite amazing. Well, they don't see it there in D.C. They live in a whole different universe there than ours. All right, before we go away, Iran is too quiet. What's going on in Iran? And even North Korea is kind of flying under the radar right now.
Well, they're alive and well. They're watching what's going on. North Korea has conducted some more missile launch. Iran is continuing to, and I got to tell you, Iran has a nuclear capability. It's not they're going to have one. They already have it, and they're making that more sophisticated. And they continue to create the situations with Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in Gaza, you know, continually ramping up things against Israel. So, the world is not well right now, Joe. We need strong leadership, and unfortunately we don't have it in America.
So, General, the mindset over the year, decades gone past, is that when some of these countries were thinking about doing the not-so-nice things, they would stop, and the first mindset was, where do you think America is with this? Where do you think the U.S. is with all of this, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
They look for us for leadership, and we don't have that now. Europe doesn't have that.
I don't even know
where that is.
Where's
the leadership? You know where the leadership is? It's in
They're
Russia
sleeping.
And China.
They're sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
They're
amazing
sleeping.
To me.
Yeah, and China's all over the world. Lots of things. As I said, they're buying up. They bought up another 2,000 acres somewhere in the United States this week.
Yeah, I don't see us ever stopping that because people really don't know. They're ignorant to these things. You and I have talked about this. They're totally ignorant to these things. They have. And there he goes. I just saw an internet issue, and bang, gone. So, anyway, I am Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Look, during the commercial break, it's really simple stuff. Head up to the website, right? JoeMussini.com. Sign up for the email blast. There's so much going on up there. You know, read the stories, right? Check out that you like the stories. You can sign up for the text alerts. You want text, go Joe. To 77222, that's GoJo to 77222. Okay, God bless people. Don't go anywhere, right? Heat up the coffee, cool down your drink, grab your sandwich. We'll be back in just a few minutes. And I know you'll miss us. We'll be right back.